Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:30 British summer time, and this really has been a hair-raising day in the markets. For anyone who's long of silver, I think nail biting would also describe it. Silver was down over $2 today. At one point, it's currently sitting at 12:38. The high, I think, was up around 14:60. So that is an absolutely shocking downward dynamic, and that kind of downward dynamic has an incredible effect on the market because it really proves to be, or should prove to be, a massive change to sentiment. And you'll see that email of the day on stops. In one respect, I was glad that I mentioned that you should have a trailing stop last night, but I was sorry that I hadn't mentioned more about how to place trailing stops. And the best thing to do is, if in any doubt, particularly in an accelerating market where something like silver could come off on any day, and I don't want to harp on about silver because there will be the great thing about markets is that there will always be good trends, and there will always be some of them which will accelerate, and it's just a matter of taking positions, and sooner or later you'll get one that really goes right. And for many people, on this occasion, it was silver, and hopefully a lot of people would have been taken out above the current levels. But what it does do is it brings us closer to the next buying opportunity. And if this does signal a medium-term correction, which is, I think, quite likely, then we can look at that, because this is a secular bull market. The surprises will be on the upside. This acceleration was surprising to many people, but the chances are that it's not going to fall to any great levels. We're not going to see it half, for example. I'd be very surprised if we did. But what this does bring us to is it brings us closer to the next good buying opportunity, because in an accelerating trend, particularly, one of our mantras has been over the last 2 or 3 years not to pay up for commodities, and buying into that accelerating trend would have been paying up for commodities. So we'll be looking at what happens in silver after this. If we get any kind of follow-through tomorrow, that really will signal that we're going to start into a medium-term correction, and there will certainly be some sort of rehabilitation phase here. To countermand this upward dynamic, we'd need to see our downward dynamic. We'd need to see an upward dynamic tomorrow, and I think that really is quite unlikely, given the amount of speculation that there has been in the silver market. You'll see that report that talks about speculation in industrial commodities. I found it quite interesting, but one of the keys is that when you're looking particularly at the industrial metals, which are, I suppose, the easiest ones to trade, and even those aren't particularly easy, you'll see that they're not all exactly the same. We often at Fuller Money talk about commonality in markets, and what we're looking for in that case is markets. For example, if you're looking at equities, you want to see, if you're looking at banks, then you want to see lots of banks doing the same thing. If we're looking at metals, we'd like to see a number of different metals showing the same type of pattern. And true enough, none of them are in downtrends. But there are really only two that have been accelerating sharply, and that's been zinc and copper. Whereas, for example, lead is still very much within that reaction phase and hasn't broken up from that very tight range successfully yet. Again, that is going to be probably a late in the cycle runner, and well, it hasn't moved just yet. I took that position in copper, and I know that I said that I wasn't going to participate in this move, and I wasn't going to participate as long as it was accelerating on the upside. Well, today's reaction was really quite stiff. Came back from about 300 back to 290, and when I saw it, well, I think it was about 292 was around the low. I can't see it on the screen right now because it's switched over into the next day's trading, but I think it was around 292, and when I was looking at that, I said, "Gosh, that's really quite a big reaction." Then I saw nickel was up over $200 on the day, following that really big slide on silver and some of the other precious metals. And I said, well, this could easily be a buying opportunity. So I bought a relatively small position in copper, and we'll see how that one goes. I was shaken out of my natural gas long, which I think is probably not the best thing. I probably wasn't the best trading tactic, really. And I think that having had quite a big losing position earlier on, my psychology got the best of me, and I closed the position out instead of writing it because it wasn't a particularly big down day today. I may open it up again if it steadies up around this level, around just if it holds above $8. I think I may open it up again, but probably in the next contract, because I think this one, the one that I was in, expires. I think early next week. But looking again at some of these other precious metals, while silver really did have a very bad day on the downside, I suppose good if you're short, but gold also was down $20 on the spot right now. It's at 619. The high was around 645, so that's really quite a big range on the day. It is well off the low because the low was at 607, so it's $12 off the low. And gold hadn't had that kind of acceleration. So while this is a downward dynamic, certainly, and it almost certainly caps the advance in the short term, we're probably not going to see any huge decline in the gold price simply because it just hasn't gone up that much. Platinum was also really had quite a stiff downside move. I'm just going to pull up that chart because it's just ticked over into the next day, because this is 24-hour trading, and the high on the platinum reached a new high today. Today it's at 11:45. The low was around 11:07. So again, a huge range on the day, but that again will probably cap it in the short term. It hasn't broken that progression of rising lows since March, and it certainly hasn't broken the progression of rising lows in that overall uptrend, which really stand around 1,000. I'm certainly not saying that I think it's going to go right back to 1,000. We'd have to see what happens tomorrow in terms of follow through, but today's move was certainly significant, and I think you could say pretty much the same thing for palladium. Now, looking at some of the other markets, equity markets were steady today. Obviously, some of the miners got hit on the back of this of the precious metals, but for example, the DAX was up over 1%, 1.16%, and markets in Europe were quite steady. The Nikkei was down marginally, only 32 points, so that's still holding tough around that 17,300 level. Hang Seng was up 113 points, so that's still really quite strong. Australia was down 7, so still weak. Still holding steady. New Zealand was weak again today, and that's almost certainly directly linked to the currency. Currency weakened again today, so that may well support the stock markets tomorrow. But what's really of note here is the Dow. The Dow today hit another new high for this reaction, or sorry, for this move. The high was at 11,384, and that's on particularly good results coming out of GM and I think Merck. So some big companies coming out with better than expected results, and this results season has certainly been good to the stock markets. What held it back yesterday was the CPI numbers. Nothing like that today, so the market's rallying. This is still looking quite good. New high on the Dow, and just pulling up the S&P. And unfortunately, can't type, but the S&P made a new high. It's come off the high now. It's only up 1 point. We'd need to see a downward dynamic in these two to cap these gains. We haven't seen that yet, so it's definitely still open on the upside. The currency markets were well, they were up and down, or they're certainly around the houses. The Swiss franc is currently up a full cent, so that's really quite a strong move. It has been coming off, so that's a bit of dollar strength coming in here. I'm just pulling up the euro, and the euro, having been up for four consecutive days, has capped off a bit here. this is turning into really a very consistent move in an odd way by the euro. You have these upward dynamics, they make marginally new highs, and then you're getting a downward reaction again, but that progression of rising lows and rising highs holding out. So definitely a trading market in the currencies. Looking at treasuries, today was another quiet day in treasuries. 30 years are down 2 points, 10 years are down 3 points, gilts are up 0.05, so 5 points, and the bund is up 0.14. So again, quiet day on the treasuries. JGBs have been about the most bullish of the performers, but they're down a bit as well. What was that? Yesterday's move was relatively strong, definitely hasn't broken the progression of lower highs. Still a very consistent downtrend in all of these government bonds. And actually looking at JGBs right now, it looks like this might be not a bad entry point, but I think I've traded enough today, so I don't think I'll be getting into that one. But if there's anything at all that you'd like us to cover, or any way we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact us, and David will be back in tomorrow, and thank you for your time.